Zainab's in Lewis. Zainab, what's going on?
Well, hi, hello.
Hello.
I suppose I'm living with what you've been talking about. I recently got married.
Yeah.
And my husband has two kids, and neither of them is potty trained.
How old are they?
So, one is 8 and one is 5. And I'm in the process now. I've got a 5-year-old myself, but she's potty trained.
Sure.
And so I'm in the process now when I'm realizing that what had happened previously was they were so, I wouldn't use the word busy. It was just not worth the effort. So for example, my understanding from what he said is that when the kids were getting older, they were in the nappies. Suddenly they were having uninterrupted nights.
Yeah.
And life just continued, so it never came up. And so the kids refer to their nappies as panties, because you know you've got the pull-ups, so they just wear the pull-ups, and those are the panties that they've got.
So do they go to the toilet in the day?
No, they don't. If they need to do the big one, yes.
So that number two's to the loos, number one's...
Number one, never, and through the night, never. So they have to wear their nappies. So
you're being remarkably calm about this. I don't know if it stop me if I'm prying, but do the children live with their dad? Do they live with you?
No, they live with us now. They before his marriage broke up, they were together as a couple, but it never really, according to him, it was never even an issue.
Just slow down. What did you feel when you found this out for the first time?
Well, I only found out, you know, it's not what comes across in conversation.
You didn't bring it up on the first date then, or
no,
anything like that? No, fair enough.
And to be honest, he didn't think anything of it till they came to live with us, and I was like, what is this? And so I've tried to try and look at it from their perspective.
Really?
I can't say I understand it, but I do appreciate that ignorance. No matter how educated you are, if you don't know something, then you wouldn't know, will you? So now, he thought he sleeps through the night.
I'm here. Do you know what? I'm here. How long have you been married?
We've been married now for just over a year.
Yeah, see, it's all still a bit honeymoony. What do you mean you can understand how people just didn't realise it was? You've got an 8-year-old wetting himself all day.
Well, I've got a 5-year-old who doesn't, and I realise that now... When I wake them up, obviously, through the night, which is how I've tried to introduce it, through the night, you put them to bed at about 7:30, 8 o'clock,
yeah.
And then I have to wake them up at 11 before we go to bed to make sure everybody lines up and has a wee, and not wee on the bed, so they're not wearing the nappies at night.
Right.
And then he sleeps through the night. So I wake them up again at about dawn, about 4
a.m. Who does, your husband?
I do.
No, but your husband sleeps through the night.
Yes, because
so you're teaching. Well, you're a great stepmother. I'll just leave it at that.
Because my point is that's what's happening. That's why people are probably leaving their children like that, because it's not so much that they don't know that they should be ashamed.
I'm not buying that. Sorry, I'll buy everything else you've said, but there's no earthly way someone, a functioning adult. With a decent, I presume, sort of a decent job, or, I mean, we're talking about professionals here, are we?
Yes, absolutely.
Are somehow unaware that his 7, 6, 5, 4-year-old boy needed to be taught how to use the toilet.
Well, you know, one way you can always look at it, do you see the adverts of the pull-ups? I mean, there are loads of kids out there, and I'm afraid that the kids didn't think there was anything unusual about their circumstances.
8 years old.
My 5-year-old, you know, she points and she laughs, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are calling saying the kids feel embarrassed and all of that. That has not been my experience.
8 years old. 8 years old, and no one's ever thought that there was something odd about him still wearing nappies all day.
I must say, this is the first time that I've heard this discussed, and it's a bit refreshing to know that I wasn't a bit mad to be a bit uncomfortable about.
A bit uncomfortable.
The situation.
A bit uncomfortable. You should be climbing the walls in despair. So you got married, and then you found out that the man you've married hadn't toilet trained his own children.
Well, yes, when you put it like that, it sounds a bit unkind. It's not.
I don't mean to sound unkind. You obviously love the bones of him, but my goodness me, it should be him getting up in the middle.
It's not so much love, you know. It's the kids, and you have a responsibility, and you have to do what you have to do.
But he didn't.
Well, if I want to be completely sexist, I'll say, you know, he's an only child, so he's completely ignorant. But his wife should have known better, and I certainly do know better. But, you know, that's another...
Holding it together, you see, by sticking it all on the ex.
That's always easy, isn't it?
Absolutely fair enough, actually, Zainab. And more power to you, but I hope it gets sorted quickly. I really do.
Will do.
Because it's your life that's been blown. What a lovely call.